live, uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, we have to be on fire. Yes, sir. Because this is a fiery issue. I don't think anything really comes close than this itself, because we are under siege now and we are invaded. And we don't even know it. As a nation, we're being entertained to death with ball games, popcorn, peanuts, soap operas. You name it, Mr. Couch Potato, Mrs. Couch Potato. That's the way it is. And that's the way it can't continue to be. Barbara Coe is with me, my guest tonight. And let's see. Robert in Washington, you're next on the program.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hey,
hello.
Great conversations here. I especially like the part about focusing that kind of comes through and ebbs and flows. And and I'd like to just ask Rick, on when he said it's not realistic for people to boycott, I'm curious why it wouldn't be realistic.
Well, I didn't say not to boycott. I'm just saying don't get your expectations up that high. You know,
Sorry.
You want me to answer you? All right. France is, you know, one country, and it's still basically a homogeneous population.
Mm-hmm.
Here in America, if you can get really 40 or 50% of the American people to agree, for instance, just to stop buying gasoline for a couple of days, you know, God bless you if you can do it. I don't see it happening. It's been tried before. People don't do it. They don't listen. They just don't care.
Okay,
that's what
so
I'm saying.
I'm just trying to move on.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, sure.
So your premise is that you'd only believe that 40% people will ever unite.
I don't even think it's that high in this country right now.
So what,
but I mean,
what
I
I'm
may,
trying to say is your
I
thought,
may be,
follow your own thought through, then what do you recommend?
Well,
you're basically, to me, what you're coming
from. You don't want me to say what I really think, but that's okay.
Well, I just wanted to preface my. Go ahead.
Look, Robert, I'm not a Pollyanna here. I understand the realities of the situation.
What?
But what I'm trying to tell you is the situation is so dire now that unless this election year we have a massive change in Washington and we stop this immigration bill and we throw out amnesty from the bill and we demand the borders be closed, we may not see another election cycle, especially with a presidential election. That's how important it is to do what we have to do now, and that is literally to haunt Congress until they change. And that's where it's at, the federal government level. If doing things like has been suggested will help, sure, I'm all in favor of it. I'm just saying, let's make sure that people will do it. And quite frankly, from past experience, I haven't seen Americans mad enough yet or the pain level great enough for them to do it. Maybe we need to increase the pain level. Maybe we need $5 a gallon gas, huh? What do you think, Robert?
Well, first of all, I say that you give me such an expansive thing that it's not even a position. So I get so dire, stop immigration, massive change. Wait, so you put forward like you're putting forward something, but you're not putting forward something. And then even if you were to put forward something or stand by something, you've already said it's not possible because we can't unite. So you're just not making sense is what I'm trying to say. So I love the discussion. I love the focusing. But people don't want to check out their own Bush mentality in terms of being accountable to accountability. To what are we going to be accountable to? What are we? What's our identity? You know, is it the Constitution? We're our own worst enemy, just like you keep saying. But you keep saying that. You keep perpetuating it. We need to move off of that and find out what is our identity and then unite. The only way we're going to do anything is have power. So boycotting is a form of power, and it's nonviolent. So it's just a great idea.
But focusing
is what you're having a problem with, and you're being the problem. We all are.
All right. Thank you for that, Robert.
I agree, and I will support it.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I am the problem. We will be back with more right here on RBNLive.com. Thank you. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Colestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Colestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back now, and Barbara, let me just address what Robert had to say, because I know you've been doing this since 91, and you certainly know that a lot of this is a give or take. A lot of ideas don't necessarily mean that they're going to work, but I've been doing this since really the late 70s, to be honest with you. And I've joined every movement, and I've seen every effort that was going to make a big earth-shading change, and it never happened. And the reason it didn't happen was because people will talk, but when it comes to action, they're never there. And I know, because we've had taxpayers' revolutions, we've had attempts to bring the budget to its knees, to have people stop paying for this. And you know what? 5 or 6 or maybe 20 or 30 people will show up. And where are the rest? They're not there. Now, we have reached a critical mass in this country, and we've reached a point where either we do something together and we agree on something, or we don't. But it's easier said than done. And that was my point, Barbara. You know now, because you've been trying in California, and you know what happened with the judge's decision in your proposition case and the tyranny that really befalls us. It's not that simple, but it's worth the try, and we have no choice. That's the message. How do we do it? We can all agree to disagree on, I think.
Right.
Barbara?
Right. You were.
No, I'm not trying to throw the kibosh on anything. What
yes,
I'm trying to
I
do is make people
that.
Understand. Yep.
I, believe me, I understand that painfully well. Painfully.
I know you do, because you've seen it hundreds of times.
Right.
Now, you haven't stopped because of that. You haven't quit or given up, thank God. God bless you.
And neither have you.
No, I'm not here tonight for nothing. I don't have to be here. I don't have to take up the mantra, but I'm here doing it. But I want to do it as intelligently and thoughtfully as I can, because, see, we had years ago, even going way back, we had talk shows across America, hundreds of stations participating in the No Buy Gas that day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, with all the effort put into it and all of the phone calls and all of the hoopla, it didn't amount to a bag of beans. People kept driving. People kept buying gas. People kept filling up the very same day that a handful of us across the country stopped. So that's all I'm saying. Be mindful of that. Don't think that this is going to be a sure, quick-fix solution. It's going to take time, but we have to start right now. This is the election year that counts. Because if we don't, it's going to be almost impossible to turn the tide. We have illegal aliens in this country now. Not immigrants, illegal aliens in this country who are working without and within the system to bring it to a complete revolution so that they get what they want. And what they want is the takeover of this country.
And those include illegal aliens?
Yeah.
Who want us dead.
And they've said so.
They want us dead. Their mantra is to kill the gringo. And how sad that our own president, our President Bush, supports importing of these people.
Well, he's got his family, his nephew.
I am terrified, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely terrified. Because, and as I told my granddaughter, who's 15, unless you and people in your class and the people in your age bracket
mm-hmm.
stand up and be counted, you, my darling, don't even have a future. And that's exactly what I told her.
Good
and did
you.
I shake her up? You betcha, Red Ryder. And she's
good
out
for
on the
you,
front.
Barbara.
She's
amen.
Out the, she's out on the front lines,
mm-hmm.
spreading the word. God bless her. She's distributing our newsletter. She's talking to her classmates. This kid is only 15, for crying out loud. And it finally got through to her.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what her, I call myself her Bubba, is out there on the front lines doing.
Good for you.
And,
good for you.
God bless her. She's out there fighting the good fight as us, as my other daughters, my son, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I won't go into those boring details. However, this is the time. The time is now. We're looking at not only welcoming millions more illegal alien criminals, smugglers, and terrorists into our country via George W. Bush's guest worker amnesty program.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have our most vulnerable place, our port, being taken over by people who are closely affiliated with the terrorists who took down the Twin Towers.
You mean with the Bushes, huh?
That's real.
Yep, they're affiliated
the
with the Bushes.
The time is now. We either stand up and be counted now, or you can scratch off your kids. And this, Rick, is what I am trying to get through to people. Get up. Brush your teeth, make a phone call to your elected representatives. The toll-free phone call. You either stand up and be counted now or scratch it. It is that simple. It takes 5 minutes. The people power is incredible. We've got it at our fingertips. Use it.
I can't say it any better than that. All right, let's take more calls, Barbara.
Okay.
John in California. Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Barbara. Great job you're doing, Barbara.
Thanks.
I'm out here in California, too.
Yeah.
What part of California are you in, John?
The southern part over by San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched the whole industries just get taken over by the illegal Mexican criminals coming in here. You know, drywall, carpentry, roofing, the whole nine yards. And California was a paradise. 30 years ago in the 60s, it was paradise. It's ruined now. Ruined. And we forget that the power base in this country were white people. Now, these people want to come up here and take over.
Mm-hmm.
Who do they want to take the power from?
Well, it is a race war. They said it's a race war against our race. And, I mean, what could be more racist than that? Yet all we hear about is the Middle East, and the Middle Eastern racists want to take us over, and so forth and so on. Yet we've got China, we've got the Mexicans from Mexico and elsewhere telling us that the white man has to go, and that's the way it is. So what does George Bush do? Forget about that. Let's deal with something more important. Let's go through the Middle East and take over every country that we don't like, so we can serve the Israeli masters. No. We need to forget that, cut off the ties that bind us, and we need to stand up only for America. No more internationalizing these ports. That's the message we have to give them, right, John?
Right. We certainly don't need to be selling our ports to the Saudi Arabia.
We don't need to be selling anything to them. I mean, let's face it, the only reason we're doing this is because it's part of the globalist Zionist agenda to make America a land of the world, not a land for the United States and her people, but one cog in the wheel of world government.
Right.
That's the only way they can bring us all on the same standard, the same International Monetary Fund, the Federal Reserve Bank in each country. See, Iran doesn't want any part of that. Iran says, no, we don't want any part of your Federal Reserve System, your IMF. So we're saying, look, you're going to be part of it, whether you like it or not. And we're going to create a problem, manufacture issues, and we're going to tarball you until we wage war and defeat you like we did with Iraq.
Well, of course. They know about the international Zionist Jew.
Look, they know that this whole system is run by these people, these internationalists, these globalists, these Zionists. Yeah,
these Jews.
They don't want any part of it, John.
Yeah,
that's
what
it comes down to.
Well, it comes down to race before it's all over. And it comes down to your uniform ends up being the color of your skin.
Hmm.
Now, we didn't want that here in America to begin with. But this criminal element coming in the country and the criminals up there in Congress won't do their job.
No, because they're bought and paid
for.
They're
all in jeopardy.
They're bought and paid for. You're right, John. Thank you. Thank you very much, John. I have to move along because of time. I appreciate it. He's hot, and he's very animated. He's very spirited. And, you know, that's the sort of thing I admire. We need more Americans, Barbara, who will stand up and say, yes, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I don't care who it is.
I hope John will join us. 877 Noah Lagos. Give us a call.
It's America for True Americans, period. Now, you know, you say that, oh, you're a terrible person, you're a jingoist, you're a racist. No. We're saying America to protect her own borders, not to wage war across the world. The only reason we have enemies is because we have stuck our nose in everybody else's business.
Right.
And that's the reason. If we stop interfering, stop lecturing the world, stop interfering with their way of life, telling them how to live, they're not going to bother us. The only reason people come here who hate us is because we are involved in terrorism against their people. Stop internationalism. Stop interventionism. America first. And there's nothing wrong with that policy. It worked well, Barbara, for 150 years.
Right.
And here we are today saying, no, our founding fathers didn't know what they were talking about. King George in Washington today is a lot better than George Washington. Oh, no. I'd rather have George Washington any day.
Yeah,
amen. All right. We got John in Rancho Cucamonga and Rodney coming up, Barbara. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back with Barbara Coe. Very exciting evening tonight, as you can see. And we are going to take a couple of more calls here. If Barbara, you can stick around for a little bit longer, can you?
Okay.
I know you have things to do, and you are a busy gal. But your presence here tonight, once again, has galvanized a lot of opposition to what the insanity is that contributes to the enslavement of our nation. You are a lightning rod.
Thank you, Rick. I'm honored to be on your show.
Well, thank you very much. And I think we have John in, let's see now, Rancho Cucamonga, California?
That's correct, Rick.
All right.
Hi, John.
How you doing there, Barbara? As well as possible, I know.
Right.
I recognize your voice on the show, and Rick, nice to make your telephone acquaintance.
Thank you.
And if I could, I was going to talk about three different points, if I could, depending on how much time you got, Rick. One of them was Terry Anderson that Barbara mentioned, and steadfastly stood behind. And
all right, let's do it. Let's do
another one is the Roman Catholic Church, and the last one is other things that'll get us if the illegal immigration movement does not
go for it.
Okay. First of all, Barbara, I've met Terry Anderson before personally at the Jeffers Estates. I've been there several times. I've been to a number of rallies in Temecula and so forth, and I met you and seen you at your various Wednesday evening get-togethers at the Garden Grove Women's Center,
uh-huh.
And I was a member of CCIR for several years also. But anyway, I've been very much behind the anti-illegal immigration movement since St. Ronald Reagan signed the very first amnesty back in 1986. And I would even chide publicly Jim Gilchrist for saying he's a Reagan Republican in that regard. What
Amen.
A stupid thing to say.
I
but anyway,
agree.
That's his anyway. So I voted against in favor of Prop 187. The whole thing is this. I've heard Terry Anderson's show. He's got a very animated show. He's very emotional, very passionate. But he's got two problems, Barbara. Number one, he's a one-issue guy. That's not too bad. It's the right issue. It's one of the right issues. But the other thing was, if you recall, during the summer of 2004, what was he recommending on his soapbox on the airwaves when lots of people were listening to him? He was recommending that people sit out the election. That's what he was going to do. What kind of advice is that? We don't need people sitting out the election, Barbara. We need people going to vote. Come on.
Well, I can think of a lot of people that should sit out the elections.
But I mean,
the illegals.
But you know, you get my point. We want more people voting out people in Congress who are not on the same wavelength as we are with illegal immigration and several other key issues.
That's behind us now, the last election and what he said. So let's move on to the next point for time. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that I never hear any talk show host talking about in Southern California, that includes the likes of George Putnam or the two morons on the KFI evening show, afternoon show, is the Roman Catholic Church, my Roman Catholic Church.
Right.
And what they're doing is... they are using several passages in the Bible from Matthew, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus to justify open borders, essentially, and legalization and normalization. And they're more interested in helping people from other countries who are poorer than the poor people in this country than they are in helping the people in this country. And they don't care if the people in this country have their jobs displaced. And that's a big issue, and I tell you what, Barbara and Rick, if someone doesn't start addressing it, there's too many people who will think, well, gee, you know, if I come out against this, and people have already told me this, it's not only is it racist, but it's against the Bible. But no one's saying it, but they believe it.
Now, the churches, unfortunately, have become the enemy in many cases, as John has said. I agree with him, and the Catholic Church has a tax-exempt status. Other churches, Protestant, are doing the same thing. Jewish, whatever group you're involved in religiously, these are the liberal churches
that are
pushing for open borders. And they should receive the same treatment in kind. In other words, boycott the church. Boycott the offering plate. Yeah. And tell them that's why you're doing
it. You're right.
Rick,
tell
you
them.
Are so right. And
People have to stop being
so right. People have wrapped themselves in the flag, picked up a Bible, and that includes George W. Bush, and are trying to push this issue under those auspices. That is not only wrong, it is evil. I could not agree with you more, and we are out there on the forefront fighting this.
Well, anyway, without going into all the other problems that I
see.
What's
your third point, John?
Go ahead. Yeah, the church. Yeah, the third point is the bigger thing here. And Barbara, I think right now illegal immigration is one of a number of things that will be collectively our undoing in this country. But there are a number of other things that even if we are collectively successful in stopping illegal immigration.
Now. Quickly, John, because we're running out of time.
Look at who our champions are. Tom Tancredo. He's on our side on illegal immigration, but what does he do? He votes for extension of the Patriot Act, voted for the Patriot Act in the first place, voted for FEMA, voted for Department of Homeland Security, supports Bush's war in Iraq.
What's
wrong with this guy?
Okay, good points. Good points, Barbara. We got to straighten him out or kick him out, too. All right, can you hang on, Barbara? A couple of more calls for you?
You bet, sir.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Well, we're on with Barbara Coe, and call 877-NO-ILLEGALS right now. Right now, before the night ends. And Barbara, I know you are tired. I know you are busy, and I thank you for the time you've spent with me. I'll make just 3 more calls, and we'll let you go. Okay?
You bet.
Is that all right with you?
You bet.
All right. Okay. Let's talk to. Let's see here. I think we've got Jeff in New Mexico first, and then we'll get to the others.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi. I heard on the national news about this Morales. That they are going to give the death penalty due in California, but then the anesthesiologist got scared or something. What happened with that? When they just killed the black guy, I mean, they gave the death penalty to the black guy, but not the Mexican.
I'm sorry, but I am not into that specific subject.
Huh?
I can only tell you that I am sick and tired of people who are fighting the death penalty for people who have brutally and painfully murdered their victims, being spared any slight pain. Okay?
Yeah, what's
these people had no concern for their victims when they killed them. they could have cared less about their agony and their terror when they kill them. So do I support this position of sparing those vicious, violent, brutal murderers any slight possible of pain? My answer to you is no. N-O.
Yeah,
they were identified. They were apprehended. They were convicted by solid evidence as to being brutal murderers.
And, you know, when you think back, how come they should have given Charles Manson the death penalty, too, and that was a high profile, and he was, of course, Anglo-white. So they got to start to use that death penalty. The death penalty is the American way. Mexico doesn't have it. And, you know, we got to educate the Mexicans that are already here that this is the American way, because the more and more of them Mexicans that come here, they're not going to want the death penalty so it can be like Mexico. So we got
Your point is well taken.
Absolutely.
I don't care
who where they're from. I don't care who they are. I don't care of what race or ethnicity. If they have imposed vicious, violent, painful murder on their victims, they should die. That's it. And I do not worry about sparing them any slight pain via an injection.
All right.
It's that simple.
Okay, let's go to Rodney now in Texas. Hello, Rodney. You are on with Barbara Coe.
Hi, Rodney.
Well, good evening, Barbara. I want to commend you for being so patient and taking the rest of the calls this evening. You have been wonderful and very edifying with your message. I want to say real quickly, I listen to the Terry Anderson show, and from time to time I've heard you make a one or two cameo appearances on his show, and you were wonderful. And it kind of bothered me earlier when I heard a caller call in and tried to impugn some bad motive to Terry Anderson, because he focuses mainly in on the issue of illegal immigration. And that is a very, very high-profile issue right now. Terry Anderson is one man.
Right.
It's like Rick Anderson. I mean, Rick Adams is one man. And it costs a lot of money to get on the air and put these messages out, and time.
And God bless them.
Yes. And Rick, I want to thank you for that, and I just think that it's wrong for callers to do that sort of thing.
Well, you know we try to give them a chance.
If he doesn't like the fact that Terry Anderson doesn't cover a wide variety of issues, then John needs to go out and get his own show and take up those causes.
Yeah, no matter what you do in this business, you're going to have people that agree with you or people that disagree. You can't please everybody.
Right.
And I understand his point, but the fact of the matter is, Mr. Anderson has really made it very clear on many occasions that, just like the border issue, this is his issue. This is the number one issue that is affecting him and people in California,
yeah,
people in the United States. Therefore, he doesn't have time to get into others, because this is an issue that doesn't go away. And every day, more crime, more terror, more hospital bills, more school bills. You know, the government of the United States, the courts have said, we don't care if they're illegal. They are entitled to the same rights that Americans are entitled to. Now, these so-called rights mean the right to welfare, the right to medical care, the right to an education. These are somehow rights that weren't rights when this country was set up. These were considered to be violations of rights, violation of the private property rights. And so
I just want to say, last Saturday, Rick, the Washington Times ran a story in which they said a congressman from Georgia has been trying he's been trying to put a lot of effort into stopping this problem with illegals by getting 35,000-36,000 more troops down there on the border, but it was stifled, and it was very clear from this congressman and also the reporter from the Washington Times that this stifling came from the higher-ups in the White House.
Right.
And that article was in last Saturday's edition of the Washington Times.
Yep.
And this senator was quoted as saying, if George Bush and this White House have their way, by the time anything is done about the illegals, there will be at least 4 million more who come into this country. Now, what is that going to do to this economy? And by the way, I know, Rick, that you probably heard about George Bush's statements yesterday where he commended this problem with outsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington Times documented the numbers. George Bush says that, well, I know a lot of Americans have lost jobs, but this is going to open up more opportunities.
Oh, it will.
What he failed to document is how many. Well, the Washington Times, they claim that 36 million Americans, working Americans have joined the soup lines since this thing with outsourcing has started. And that was pre-Hurricane Katrina and Rita. After Hurricane Katrina and Rita, it tripled.
So, I mean,
so it's a problem that's being ignored, and
Rodney,
I just want to commend you, Barbara.
Thank
Keep
you,
up the
Rodney,
good work.
For the call. But, you know, again, it all comes down to what I've said time and again. The enemy is from within, and that is where the enemy of our republic has been working, from within our nation's shores, not without. Thank you, Rodney.
Absolutely, Rick. I just want to make it very, very clear the CCIR position. Anyone, any elected official who supports, and that includes President Bush, the invasion by illegal aliens of our nation, and that includes violent criminals, smugglers, and terrorists, is a traitor to our nation, and we will work tirelessly to get them unelected. It is that simple. And I don't care which party they're from. That includes both sides of the aisle. They are traitors to the United States of America, to our loyal, law-abiding American citizens of every race and ethnicity. And they should be ranked among the list of the unemployed. It's that simple. It is treachery from within, and we will no longer stand by and abide that. We will work tirelessly to get these elected officials among the ranks of the unemployed on both sides of the aisle, and it's that simple because the blood of our citizens is already on their hands, and we will not stand for it any longer.
My goodness, you should be in the White House, Barbara. All right, let's take another call here. Mike in Tennessee, quickly, you're on the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I want to make it short and simple. We have a problem with some Mexicans in our town. They're coming in. I mean, you know, there's nothing we can do to stop it. But we had a problem before with some crackheads that lived across the road from us. And 10 years ago in our town, there was never such a thing as a break into a house. After these people begin to move in, we had break in after break in. We called the sheriff. The sheriff would come out, fill out his little bitty report. He's county government. He's on the take. Just like the big guys upstairs in D.C. I mean, you know, you write your congressman, you write your senator. Your senator and your congressman gives the administration, the Bush administration, too much flack. They'll get rid of them. One way or another. I'm telling you, that's the way it works. We got tired of filling out papers. So a bunch of us citizens got together. We armed ourselves, and we just parked and started following these people around. Guess what? That was 3 months ago. 3 months ago, we've not had a break-in since. And guess what? These people left our town.
Love you. God love you for your courage.
I love this. I love this program. My wife turned me on to it 4 years ago, or 4 months ago, and I listened to it religiously. But you've got to put works with action.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have information what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to take that. Then you got to take that knowledge and put it to work. And
yes,
that's the
put
only
it
way
into
it
action.
Work.
Exactly, Mike. I'm very happy you did that. It does work when people band together, doesn't it?
That's right. And you got to do it. You got to quit talking about it, and you got to say, "Hey, look, we've had enough."
Yep.
Like we told the sheriff, we ain't not calling you out here no more. Next time we call you out here, you pick up a dead body.
Right. Right.
You know. And,
hey,
and
you know,
what?
You're only defending
we've
your property.
We've not hurt nobody.
You're defending your life, your property, your neighborhood. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what America is all about.
That's right. That's our freedom. You know, hey, listen. You know, they talk about offending Arabs, offending Mexicans, offending this one, offending that one. Hey, I'm an American citizen. I was born in America. They offend me.
You're absolutely
they
right,
me.
And God loves
and
you
these,
for having the courage.
And these congressmen and these senators who bow down to Bush and kiss his ring, I'll tell you what, they offend me too. And I think we need to join together and start having a recall of these senators and congressmen and saying, hey, look, you haven't done your job. You're out. You're
yes.
out of the ball.
We all agree on that.
We
don't
together.
Have time on our side. We have to do it this year.
We got to do it now.
Right.
Now,
okay,
now's
Mike.
Time. We can't wait.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call for calling the program. Appreciate it. Yeah, Mike's on fire too. We got a lot of people visceral juices tonight.
Mike, I hope you will call our toll free number 877. No illegals. Join us, please. We'll stand with you.
You hear that number? 1-877. No illegals. Pretty easy to remember. And, of course, the website again, Barbara, is?
CCIR.net.
There you go. CCIR.net, not .com. That's the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. One quick call. Somebody who called earlier back again. All right, we don't normally take two calls in the same program, but we'll make a quick exception for you, Roger, in Pennsylvania tonight.
Hi, Roger.
Yeah, thanks again. And I've yet to hear, I didn't know it was possible for anyone to, whether black, white, plaid, or purple, to pound it out more jam-packed than Terry Anderson. It's a marvel. I'd be embarrassed to criticize the guy. And
he's fantastic, isn't he?
Roger, did you have anything specific you wanted to bring up?
Sunday nights on frequency 3.215 at midnight Eastern. And, you know, I think we ought to refine the sales pitch a little here. If we really cared for the downtrodden masses in Mexico, and if we really wanted to make reality this fiction of the expanding markets in Mexico, then instead of importing their illegals, we would export a love for the American constitutional form. We're not using it, so at least somebody should be able to. We would export hatred of the corruption of the Mexican government. Look who's talking, an American. We would export a hatred of democracy. We would export a hatred of socialism, which provides, and, granted, they can't afford near as much of it there, but that provides the cover under which they pretend to take care of their citizens so that they don't mm-hmm. rise up against that corrupt government. So if we really wanted to help these folks, instead of this simpering acceptance of the flood across the border, that's what we would export instead of importing. And then we would truly be able to open up markets in Mexico if we exported a love for property rights and therefore a hatred of socialism, which they use to steal from anyone that the government and all the corruption uses to steal from anyone that's not rich that manages to acquire property there. And God bless y'all.
Okay, Roger. All right, we thank you. And as I say, normally one call per program, okay? And that's the way we'll keep it. Now, listen, Barbara, I know you're tired. I'll let you go. I didn't realize we'd come this far to nearly the end of a two-hour program, but it goes to show how devoted you are, darling.
Well, thank you. And I so hope to hear from your listeners. We welcome them with open arms. And just like I said, CCIR already identifies the problem. We talk about solutions. I so hope your listeners will contact us and become members of the organization. CCIR, California Coalition, is a misnomer because we are nationwide and we are working tirelessly to save the sovereignty of our nation and the future of not only ourselves, but our children and our loved ones. If that is your goal, please contact us and join us.
Barbara, thank you again. We will do it very soon, I'm sure. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Barbara Cole.
God bless.
All right, you too now. Well, there's a woman after my own heart, actually. I can't really argue with much of what she said. If all Americans did what she's doing, wouldn't have a problem to talk about tonight. Maybe that wouldn't be a good thing, though, huh? All right, we'll be back to wrap up. I'm Rick Adams. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Don't have much time just to wrap things up, I'm afraid. And, well, don't have much time really to open up a whole new subject, but we're still talking about this illegal invasion. And the first order of business, I believe, is not to let anyone in any debate on the subject preempt you by calling it immigration. or by referring to immigrants, because we are not talking about immigrants, we are not talking about guest workers, and we most certainly are not talking about undocumented aliens. We are talking about people who are breaking the law, coming into our country and doing something that they should not be doing. That is taking up space, taking up services, taking up resources. So that's where the debate has to lie, I'm afraid. It has to lie in that corner of the issue. Once we give ground on anything in that manner, we are losing the debate. Because, you know, we are a nation founded by immigrants. Once the nation had been founded and the Constitution drawn up and the boundaries declared and the wars fought, that's it. Now, you either abide by it or you don't. Forget about past, you know, injustices and grievances and so forth. The reality is, what do we have today? Now, if you want to go back to Mexico, you want to see California gone, at least the southern half, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, all of you, then so be it, because that is the way it's going. Because there will be no Mexico either in the New World Order. See, it will be just a name. We are considered North Americans now. That's what the United States is considered to the globalists. North Americans. Not Americans, but North Americans. Vis-a-vis South Americans and Central Americans. That's where the debate has to be framed. Unfortunately, too often we fall into the trap. Right where I come from now, the governor has introduced a budget or has talked about this new budget of his, which will exit or remove what he considers around 3,000 anchor babies from the right care program, the health care program. Of course, you know the howl and the scream has gone up by the professional welfare lobby. Those that say they love children, who are the abortionists and so forth, now contending that that is unconscionable. The governor can't do that. Well, the governor says we can't take on the problems of the world. And if we're going to take on the problems of the world, then we have to take on the problems of the entire world and let everyone come into America without any qualifications, without any process whatsoever. So, again, when you debate the subject and you deal with it, don't let your congressman, your senator, your opponent, or anyone tell you it's about immigration, because it is not. It is a simple issue, violating the laws of the United States, and anyone in power in this country who assists and abets them in doing so is just a party to the crime. Remind them of that. All right. Another week gone by. We, God willing, will be back again Monday night at 8 Central with another exciting week ahead. Stay with us, rbnlive.com. Help the network. Join Republic Trading. We will be back then. Have a good weekend. God bless.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.